Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The Gospel of Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 40 through 42, is our text for contemplation today. I ask you to hear these words of the Lord. Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today you will notice whenever you walk into a church, we have a sign on the bulletin board up here on the screen and in your bulletin. Talks about welcome. We always say welcome. What does that word mean? Some of us say, well, you know, I've got a welcome mat at my house. And that is very true. We've got a welcome there. We want people to know that they are welcomed. Of course, in theology, welcome means that we are open and in relationship with one another. Welcome means that God has made a place for all of us to be in relationship with Him and with one another. When you and I pass the peace with one another, we are making a theological statement. We are saying that we are in relationship with one another. God has welcomed us to be in relationship with one another because He not only puts us at one with His Father, but also at one with one another. Therefore, we come to this place and we worship together. We take one bread, one cup, and we are all one. That was God's prayer through Jesus in His prophet, in His priestly prayer, you recall, in the Gospel of John. You and I are to also pass that welcome on to other people. You know, as Ben was talking about what all the kids were doing on their mission trip, I recall that there was a church once that offered their community a drive-by opportunity of prayer. So I was sitting back here thinking about, while Ben was talking about this, I wonder if we put something out on the radio or in the newspaper that on a certain day, at a certain time, people could drive along this road out here. I am pointing in the right direction, aren't I? I'd hate to be pointing over here and people go, "Preacher, don't know where he's at." The road down here, and park under this overhang over here, and we would pray with them. I wonder how many people, let's say from what, from 9 to 10, or from 10 to 11, or for an hour, how many people would drive down there if they knew someone was going to pray with them? We could call it a drive-by prayer. Huh. I wonder how that would work. I mean, we get a hamburger, a milkshake. I mean, we pay our bill drive-by. I mean, you don't even have to get out of your car. Come as you are. Pray from your car. At Lafayette First United Methodist Church. Huh? Huh? Come as you are. Pray from your car. At Lafayette First. It sounds like a bumper sticker opportunity to me. Ben, I wonder if we could put that together. I'd be on one side. Ben would be on. Maybe we could get some of you to stand beside us. Maybe we would take turns as people came out. And as they drove by, they drove their window down and we could say to them, "How can we pray with you today?" We might get one car. We might get two. Hey, we may not get any at all. But at least, hey, we offer the opportunity. You see, that's what's going on in Matthew's text. He is sending you and me out. He wants you and me to go out and to welcome people. He doesn't just want people to come by here. He wants us to offer the opportunity to go out and to meet people where they are. It's like the evangelism that Ben was talking about. They didn't wait in a place and hoping that people would come to them. They went out and asked, "Can we pray with you? Can we help you?" They gave out water. They tried to help people where they are. They offered their hearts. They offered themselves to people. You see, in the gospel today, Jesus is telling His disciples that when people welcome them, God will bless them. You see, when you and I go out in our community and we go out in the name of Jesus, we go in His name. And how people treat us God takes very personally. For He sends us out knowing what can be done in relationship to what we're doing. He knows how people may treat us. He's already told us what may happen to us. But He lets us know that He goes with us. So today, brothers and sisters, you and I, we're living the Christian life, and we go out in our community and we help people, and we are to discover other ways in how we can help people. How can we venture from this place out in our community and ask people, can we pray with you? I've always wondered, how would we have a block party? How could we design geographically a block party and maybe, you know, barbecue and invite people in our neighborhood to come by and us just to meet them and to get to know them and to let them know that if they need anything or if they need someone, if they're lonely, if they need someone to pray with or whatever, we are here for them. A lot of ideas in our second year together that I would like to venture, and I would like for you to even pray yourself, which I know you do, and to say to God, God, how can we at the church venture out in our community? How can we share your good news? How can we go to them instead of always expecting them to come to us? How can we go there and practice the doctrine of incarnation, you know? How can we go there and learn the way that they live and to incarnate your word that way? I will never forget one day when Mary and I were invited over. It was over at Fisher's Chapel. We were invited over to a woman's house to eat. And she was serving mashed potatoes. Now, I'm a potato guy. I love potatoes. If you invite me over, just feed me potatoes. That's all I care. White potatoes. I know I'm not supposed to eat them, but white potatoes. I love white potatoes. The way I grew up eating white potatoes, maybe you grew up the same way. I grew up eating potatoes. When you boil potatoes, you pull the water off, right? Is that how you make potatoes? You pull the water off. Then you put cream or milk in it, right? And butter, right? Some of us may put some sour cream in it, right? That's how I grew up eating mashed potatoes. Well, when we were over at this sister's house, she brought out some potatoes. And you know how she made potatoes? She made them with water. She made them with water. And when I put them in my mouth, I said to myself, swallow, Randall, swallow, Randall, swallow, Randall, swallow, Randall, swallow, Randall. Now, Jesus would have had me swallow those potatoes as a gift from her to me. He would not have me sitting there going, well, there's no milk in here. Where's the butter? Where's the salt, the pepper? I mean, water? Don't this woman know how to cook? Jesus would not have me to have that kind of attitude. Jesus would say, Randall, you're in this woman's house, and she's offered you something to eat. Be grateful and eat it and give thanks. When Jesus sent His disciples out into the world, He said to them, a lot of them aren't going to be like you, but they don't have to be. Go out and learn how they live and be where they are and minister to them and care for them. And by you caring for them and loving them, they may ask you why you're doing this. And then is your opportunity to tell them what God has done for you. I pray that God might speak to you and me in this coming next year of us being together. And how can we incarnate God's love and care to our people in our community? How can we go out there? How can we knock on their door or go through their door before they knock on ours and come through this door? How do we open our hearts to them so that they might open their hearts to Christ? It's a question. It's not something that you and I grew up with. It's not something that they've taught us in seminary. There's a lot of things that worked a long time ago. that don't work today. Can you imagine if you've ever done secretary work, getting out that ABD Dick machine? You remember the AB Dick machine? You remember the stencils that you used to put in the typewriter and make stencils out of and run the bulletin? You remember when all the print was blue? Huh? You remember getting it all over your fingers and having a hard time washing it off? Imagine trying to do bulletins today the same way. I mean, I guess you could. God would have us to go out, and instead of waiting on people to come to us, He would ask us to think, rethink church, to think about going and visiting them so that they might be inspired to come and visit us. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue in our Holy Communion service. It would be page 13, Ben, where it begins, "The Lord be with you." If you could throw that up for me, please, sir. I will read that in light print and ask you to respond by reading that in bold. May we begin. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Would you join me as we pray the Lord's Prayer together, which begins, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.